May 12, the covenant of grace, accepted by faith. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus, Galatians 3:26. To talk of religion in a casual way, to pray without soul hunger and living faith, avails nothing. A nominal faith in Christ, which accepts him merely as a Savior of the world, can never bring healing to the soul. The faith that is unto salvation is not a mere intellectual assent to the truth. He who waits for entire knowledge before he will exercise faith cannot receive blessing from God. It is not enough to believe about Christ, we must believe in him. The only faith that will benefit us is that which embraces him as a personal Savior, which appropriates his merits to ourselves. Many hold faith as an opinion. Saving faith is a transaction by which those who receive Christ join themselves in covenant relation with God. Genuine faith is life. A living faith means an increase of vigor, a confiding trust by which the soul becomes a conquering power. True faith is that which receives Christ as a personal Savior. God gave his only begotten Son that I, by believing in him, should not perish but have everlasting life, John 3:16. When I come to Christ according to his word, I am to believe that I receive his saving grace. The life that I now live, I am to live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians 2:20. The Apostle Paul clearly presents the relation between faith and the law under the new covenant. He says, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid. Yea, we establish the law. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, it could not justify a man, because in his sinful nature he could not keep the law. God, sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemns sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. Romans 5:1, 3:31, and 8:3-4.